Welcome to Shom Machshava on the Daf, Shir Sponsor, Lui Nishmas, I'm Yaakov Shom, Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding Ibo Metzia, Daf Nun Gimel. The Gemara in Amud Beis explains, what is the case that you have a Maisa Sheni that you are allowed to be Mevatel Beroiv, allowed to cancel it when it falls into Chulin? And the Gemara says, we're talking about Maisa Sheni that was in Yerushalayim, and then Naful Mechitzos, the walls of Yerushalayim fell. So because once it went to Yerushalayim, you cannot anymore redeem it. But because there's no mechitzos, so I can't eat the Maisa Sheni in Yerushalayim. So that's why it's mevatel on the roif. Now the Rishayim really point out, we know there's a machlekes in the Gemara, if Gedusha Rishayim a kitcha l'shaisa or kitcha l'osid lovi, meaning, is the Gedusha of Yerushalayim stay forever, or once there was Churban HaBayis, so there's no Gedusha anymore? Say the Rishayim, our Gemara is talking according to Mandamar that holds Kedusha Rishoni Kitcha L'Shaisa V'Loi Kitcha L'Hasid Lovi. The Kedusha of Yerushalayim is over. That's why when the Mechitzos fall, you have no Mechitzos anymore, you can't eat Maisa Sheni anymore. But if you hold that even when there's a Churban, you still have a Kedusha of Yerushalayim, so then I don't care that there's no Mechitzos, I can still eat in Yerushalayim. So why do we say over here you can't eat in Yerushalayim? The big problem with this is the Rambam. Because the Rambam, in one hand, in Hilchos Beis Abchir Perek Vov, he tells us the Kedusha is Yerushalayim is a Kedusha forever. He goes on to explain a beautiful piece why Eretz Yisrael depends on kibush, depends on conquering. Once Eretz Yisrael is taken away from us, so the Kedusha goes away. But the Kedusha of Yerushalayim Beis Hamikdosh is a Kedusha because of the Shechina, and the Shechina is there forever. So therefore, I have Kedusha of Yerushalayim, and I can eat my Sesheni in Yerushalayim even today, as Zoy Zok the Rambam. On the other hand, the Rambam, Hilchos Ma'aseh Sheni, in the end of Perek Vov, brings our Gemara. And he says, Ma'aseh Sheni Botel Beroiv, and what's the case is, Ma'aseh Sheni Shenichnas Yerushalayim V'yotzov V'noflu Mechitzos. And the Rambam goes on to explain, Shari ain't Shem Mechitzos Lachzir L'Sham, there's no Mechitzos, I can't bring it in there. So all that Chorinim were bothered, how does the Rambam, what's the pshat in the Rambam? Can I eat my sesheni even if there's no mechitzas? So who cares if there's no mechitzas? That's what the Rambam says. Kedusha Rishoni Kitcha L'Shais doesn't go away. Mitzad Sheni, he brings our Gemara and Meseches Bava Metzia Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis that says that if I don't mechitzas, I can't eat my sesheni. So all the Achronim speak about this Rambam. The Mishnah Melech says, if you look at the Rambam himself, you look at the Lashon, you'll understand what the Rambam means. And the Achronim, all the Achronim ask, what does the Mishnah Melech mean? The Mishnah Melech doesn't, it's not understood what he says. And all the Achronim question it. Just to mention, because we mentioned here all the Achronim, there's another problem in the Rambam, because the Rambam says clearly in Perek Beis Milchus Ma'aseh Sheni that we don't need Ma'aseh Sheni today in Yerushalayim. So the question is, what the Rambam said in Hilchus Beis Abchir, the Kedusha stays, they can't eat Ma'aseh Sheni. So this is the Achronim address. So the Achronim say different answers. Either it's a deraisa derabbanan, deraisa eat Ma'aseh Sheni, but Rabbanan said not to eat. That's what says the Mogen Avram on Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Haim. And then there's another answer, that's what the Mishnah Melech is noiket and others, that even though you can eat in Yerushalayim, there's another condition that needs to be met. You need to have a Mizbeach. If you don't have a Mizbeach, you can't eat Ma'aseh Sheni. It's based on the Gemara and Makas Daf Yutes. But this doesn't explain how the Rambam brings here the Naflu Mechitzos, that the walls fell, that already takes away the Inyan of not eating Ma'aseh Sheni. Some want to say what it means Naflu Mechitzos, what it means that the walls broke, doesn't mean only the walls broke. The Beis Hamikdash was nechrev. I have no Mizbech and no Beis Hamikdash. And that's why I cannot eat my Sesheni Yerushalayim, not because of Kedusha Beis Hamikdash, but the Kedusha's Mizbech that Mishnah Melech is referring to. But I want to focus on another answer. The Chazon Ish, in his piece on this whole shtickle, he brings as an efsharus because of something else. He says maybe there's a possibility to say, the when do you need Mechitzos? Only when Beis Hamikdash exists. When Beis Hamikdash is Nechrov, I don't need Mechitzas anymore. The walls are needed when I have Beis Hamikdash. But if I don't have Beis Hamikdash, I don't need walls. Says the Chazon Ish, it's a tremendous Chiddush. We don't find such a thing. What's the pshat in such an answer? But says the Chazon Ish, if you do say that, the Gemara Bava Metzia Nafal Mechitzas makes sense. And when the Chazon Ish means why it makes sense, because then it's very glad. The Rambam is speaking about when Beis Hamikdash is not Nechrov. So then I need mechitzos. Says the Gemara, Nafal mechitzos. I don't have mechitzos. I cannot eat my sesheni Yerushalayim. But what it says, the Rambam and Hilchos Beis Abchir, that you could eat my sesheni, at least midoraisa, we talk about Beis Hamikdash is destroyed. Then you could eat Beis Hashem Yerushalayim. But what's pshat in the Rambam? What should it be a difference between the time Beis Hamikdash is Kayam and when the time Beis Hamikdash is Nechrov, what the Chazon Ish really is asking? But maybe one could suggest the following idea, and this will explain this Chazon Ish's idea. The Rambam has another halacha that he brings. There's the Machlekes, the Gemara in Yuma, the Gemara in Shkalim. Where did the Aron go? Did the Aron Nignas, was it buried beneath Beis HaMikdash? Or the Aron went to Golus, is outside of Yerushalayim? The Rambam says that the Aron is Nignas. The obvious question is, why does Rambam have to tell me that? The Rambam doesn't just tell me stories. The Rambam gives me halacha. But what do I care if the Aron is underneath Beis HaMikdash or it's in Golus? Says the Yavetz is a big nafkamina. Because the only reason you have Gdusha's Beis HaMikdash is because of the Aron. If I don't have an Aron, I don't have Gdusha's Beis HaMikdash. What the Rambam holds in Hilchos Beis HaBchira, that the Gdusha of the Shechina stays forever, that's only because the Aron is still there. And the Shechina is Shoyri al Aron. If I don't have the Aron, if the Aron went to Galus, so Gdusha is Shoyri al Kitcha Lassi Lovoy. Says the Yavet, that's why the Rambam has to tell me that the Aron is Nignas, is in Beis HaMikdash, to tell me why there's Gdusha's Beis HaMikdash today. Based on that, maybe one could suggest that the idea of Mechitzas is that the Gdusha only is able to spread out if it's covered properly. If it's revealed too much, you can't have the Gdusha, as we know based on many Yisraelis of Kabbalah. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he built the Mishkan, so he told Bezalel to first do the Kelim and then build the Mishkan. Said Bezalel, no, you should first have to have a place where to put the Kelim in. According to this understanding, the idea is you cannot have an Aron, you cannot declare a Mishkan if I don't have a Mechitza, I don't have something that conceals the big light of the Aron. So I have Shalom like this. When Beis HaMikdash is Kayom, you need to have Mechitzas. You have to have Mechitzas Beis HaMikdash. You have to have the walls of Yerushalayim. In order for the Gedusha to be there, it needs to be the proper concealment. But now that the Aron is Nignas, so the Aron is buried underneath Beis HaMikdash, and from there the Gedusha is coming, like the Yavet says, that Gedusha is completely concealed. It's completely hidden in the ground. Therefore, the Gedusha spreads out. So you know, that's the pshat in the Rambam. When Beis HaMikdash is Nechrov, then you have Gdushas Yerushalayim. You can eat my Sesheni, at least with the Araiso in Yerushalayim. But when Beis HaMikdash exists and Nuffel Mechitzos, and the walls fell, you cannot eat. That's what the Rambam says over here. If I have my Sesheni, and the Mechitzos is Nuffel, you don't have the walls of the Yerushalayim. Talking about when Beis HaMikdash is Kayom, I cannot eat my Sesheni in Yerushalayim. And if this is true, it's a beautiful Gishmak pshat in the Rambam in our Sogyo. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.